Lesson 7. Home, home on the range. People may think they know all about the cowboys of the Wild West from watching westerns, but Hollywood movies do not give a very realistic picture of the life cowboys really led. Cowboy movies are punctuated throughout by gunfire, but real cowboys were mostly mediocre shots and seldom had reason to draw their guns. They carried them mostly for display. However, they did excel at riding and roping steers, essential skills for men whose job was handling cattle. Although you would not know it from the movies, about a third of all cowboys were African American or Latino. In fact, the first cowboys came from Mexico and were called vaqueros, from the Spanish word vaca, which means cow. The vaqueros contributed to the English language many of the words we associate with the Wild West, including sombrero, mustang, and rodeo. Following the end of the Civil War in 1865, the vaqueros' numbers swelled with veterans who headed west to work on cattle ranches. Many were African Americans who found a greater degree of freedom in lands that were just opening up to settlement, and the rodeo offered them an opportunity to prove their worth. One of the earliest performers was an African American cowboy named Nat Love, who was born in a Tennessee slave cabin in 1854. As a boy of 15, he worked as a trail hand out of Dodge City, learning the riding and roping skills that made him a star of the rodeo. Perhaps the most famous rodeo performer was Bill Pickett, star of the Miller's Brothers Wild West Show, and the first African American admitted to the National Cowboy Hall of Fame. Westerns usually show the cowboys in town having a good time, but the lives of the real cowboys were quite monotonous and were spent mostly working on the range. At that time, cowboys drove the cattle along trails that originated in Texas, where most of the cattle ranches were located, and ended in Kansas City, Abilene, or Dodge City. From there, the cattle were shipped east on the recently built railroads. Cowboys found casual employment as trail hands for these great cattle drives, which covered hundreds of miles and lasted up to 3 months. They were in the saddle from sunup to sundown as they herded the moving cattle. Cowboys kept a string of mustangs, the hardy wild ponies that roamed the plains and changed to fresh mounts several times a day. Working hard in the open air made the cowboys ravenous, and when the evening sun went down, they were too exhausted to do anything but eat and sleep. Cowboys took turns during the night, keeping a constant watch over the cattle, and whenever they seemed restless, the cowboys would soothe them by singing softly. Any loud noise or sudden movement could panic the herd and start a stampede. Then several thousand frantic cattle would suddenly charge off into the darkness with the hastily awakened cowboys in pursuit. When the hands were paid at the end of the trail, they headed into town to spend their money. Those were the times when brawls might erupt. It was then that a cowboy's life was most likely to resemble what we see in the movies.